Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's damn near Christmas time, you know. And that means it is almost time for Winterfest, which is coming up starting tomorrow through January 11th. And it is happening right here in downtown St. Louis. To talk about it with us is the executive director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, Ryan McClure, with us on KMOX. And Ryan showed up without weeds, but I'm not going to dwell on it. We're just going to move right on. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Chris and Amy.
Yeah. In case you don't know, I want the weeds on top of the Millennium Hotel.
Yeah. Context is important.
It is very. I should let people know in case you're just tuning
not
in.
Not weed.
Weeds. Because the building is being torn down.
It is.
Actively. And there are weeds up on that roof that I want.
And we will, as we said earlier, take those weeds, replant them. You guys came up with a great idea to propagate them. We're going to propagate the weeds and have some on our roof and also in Studio B.
That's right. So Winterfest coming up starts tomorrow, Ryan.
Yes, it starts tomorrow. So this is really exciting. This is the 10th year of Winterfest. So thinking about how far this event has come since we first did it in 2016, it's pretty amazing. It's really become a holiday tradition for St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be able to come down and be in a festive environment and ice skate in the shadow of the old courthouse and the Gateway Arch is pretty cool.
Right,
I mean,
there in Keener Plaza.
People think about, Rockefeller Plaza and how iconic that is, but mm-hmm. they don't have the Gateway Arch. So,
because we have it.
Yeah, we have it. Yeah. It's ours. So really, really excited about it. And Saturday is a huge day for the kickoff. It starts with a 5K at 7:30 in the morning. You can still sign up for that. That's our fifth year of doing that. And then the ice rink will be open after that. Then you've got the Thanksgiving parade that is going to happen at 2:00. And then you have Festival of Lights, the tree lighting, and the kickoff of Winterfest Saturday night. So it's going to be a full day of activities.
Now, as you mentioned, there are some things that are traditions every year, but there is a new destination point within Winterfest this year, correct?
That's right. We have a 2,000 square foot lodge within Keener Plaza that has been built.
Okay.
I mean, go check it out. We're really, really excited. Winterfest is presented by Bank of America and Worldwide Technology, and then Greater St. Louis Inc. Is sponsoring the lodge at Winterfest, and that's going to be activated every day that Winterfest is open, and it's heated. So, I mean, it's just a great new amenity that people can take advantage of, and it's going to be programmed throughout the season. So definitely come down and check that out. I'm glad you mentioned that's a new thing that we have this year.
Yeah, if you weren't expecting it and you showed up, you'd see the lodge and be surprised by that because it's new.
It's sizable. I mean, and it's got windows that face the ice rink, so you can watch people ice skating if you don't want to ice skate.
I'm glad it's sizable because I think there's nothing more embarrassing than a puny lodge. You don't want a puny lodge at your Winterfest.
No.
So you've got a big old lodge.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, in all seriousness, you mentioned the different events that will take place throughout the day. For instance, if you want to get your picture taken with Louie of the St. Louis Blues, that's from 4 to 4:30.
Yep.
And then Fred Bird will be there from 4 to 5 p.m., so you can get some Christmas photos there. But then also the Salvation Army Tree of Light ceremony begins at 5:30, and I will be downtown because I'm so honored to be this year's Red Kettle Campaign Chair for the Salvation Army.
Thank you for
doing that. So we'll be pretty excited to celebrate that campaign. And I love that this is all the big part of the big kickoff. Like, you can make it a full day, a full evening with the family.
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many partnerships that go into making this day happen, right?
Yeah.
And you're a part of one of those main those partnerships with the Salvation Army. But, you know, lighting that tree at Winterfest that's a huge moment in our holiday season, right? It's a big, substantial tree that is in Keener Plaza for the season, right next to the old courthouse and the arch. So, I mean, it's really iconic, and we're just proud to be a major part of that day.
All the information on Winterfest, archpark.org/Winterfest. And we know that this is, we're always talking about, Amy and I specifically always talking about events in St. Louis, getting people downtown. It's tougher to do than, you know, it was maybe 20 or 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. But how much impact has Winterfest had on downtown?
Oh, it's a huge impact. I mean, you know, our programming every year is bringing a $10 million economic impact to downtown St. Louis. And a large part of that $10 million is Winterfest, because it lasts for 6 weeks. And we're even expanding it to coincide with the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. So, and, you know, on our highest year, we had 70,000 people come down for Winterfest. I mean, that's a huge deal. I think it goes to show that when you do quality programming that's family friendly and safe, which all of our programming is, people will come down. And the one thing I would tell your listeners is, if you haven't been downtown in a while, come downtown now. Come down on Saturday, experience it. Come down anytime during Winterfest. It may change the way that you think about downtown. And that's really important. Another thing I just want to mention is that everything that we do because of philanthropy. We have to raise a lot of money every year to make things like Winterfest happen. And the community can get involved and make it in supporting that. So we'll have an annual appeal coming up at the end in December, and where you can be a member of the foundation, and that your funding goes directly to support things like Winterfest.
You know, we work downtown, obviously, technically, Olive and Tucker, right? Right there at that corner, we see the Soldiers Memorial, the beautiful library. But even when I make my way just a little bit east, just a couple blocks east, I'm still I catch my breath when I see the arch and the old courthouse. I actually just emceed an event at the Hyatt downtown, like right there on the arch grounds or near the arch grounds.
Yeah.
And I walked out and I looked left and there's the arch, like just an unobstructed view of the arch. And then I look right and there's the old courthouse.
Right.
And as I was walking back to my car, I turned around and the sky was so blue and you could see the arch and you could see the old courthouse. And I took a picture that looks like a poster or looks like something I should frame. And that was from my parking spot on the street. And I think, you know, it really is a beautiful city. And I was showing, of course, all my family and friends, look at this picture I took. Right. And they said the same thing. It's pretty gorgeous when you walk around and look at the architecture and that whole footprint of the Gateway Arch.
Yeah. I mean, we have amazing assets in St. Louis in general, but downtown specifically. I mean, there is nothing else in the world like the Gateway Arch. Mm-hmm. And it is ours. It belongs to St. Louis. It is a national park, which we're very proud of, but it is undeniably St. Louis's calling card to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of momentum that goes on around the arch, whether it's Winterfest and just everything on an everyday basis. And this community has shown what happens when you invest in that one thing that represents us to the entire community. With City Arch River, the renovations we did back then, and what we're continuing to do, investing in the Gateway Arch makes sense and pays dividends.
We have also spoken a lot about the Millennium Hotel site. I'm talking about the weeds, but it is now in the process of being demolished, and it's going to be a painstaking process, not one of those, you know, implode the building and it falls down all in one swoop. But so now that this has begun, what's the timeline on it and how's it going so far? Because it just started, what, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, last week we started demolition on the Millennium, but we had been working on abatement of the asbestos and the mold and all the toxic chemicals that are in there. And Spirit is Wrecking, our contractor, is doing an amazing job. So it'll take roughly 2 years to get that site leveled. But what is really exciting is this is definitely a milestone in the life of this site, but the trajectory of downtown St. Louis. This is something to believe in. This is happening because the private sector, Gateway Arch Park Foundation, our board, our donors, and the city of St. Louis, the public sector, work together to solve a problem that has been plaguing that part of downtown for 11 years. And it's time for that to change. And it is changing. Come next baseball season, 40,000 fans at Busch Stadium are going to watch that tower come down before their eyes. And that is something to believe in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, and for people who don't know what was going on, it was owned by an entity in Singapore, right? And they just let it rot because they had no interest in it.
And we had a texter suggest that we use some of the Rams money to buy a high rise in Singapore
and let it go derelict. And load it up with asbestos
and just let that sit there. See how they feel about it.
Let's not be vindictive.
Let's be really vindictive. Screw Singapore if they're going to do this to us.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. We are, all joking aside, we are taking, and when I say we, I mean this community. Because we can't do this project without the community, without private support, without the generosity of people donating to our organization. But this is about this community taking our destiny in our own hands.
Yeah.
This site is under local control for the first time in 27 years. And that means St. Louis is going to have a role in what happens there. And that's important. And I think that's probably what needs to happen on a lot of other problem sites in downtown St. Louis.
Well, I am going to, and just now as we're talking about it, I'm going to donate. I'm going to propagate some of those weeds and I'm going to send those in a box to Singapore. Will it get through customs or no?
I don't think you can send
to that company, the company that owned it.
No, plants are a problem.
Like, this is what you left in our city. You
declare it. Like, do you have anything?
I hope they go out of business.
These plants.
I hope everybody who works there goes out of business and has to find new work.
Hey, I will say this, though, because as you mentioned, we're going to watch the building come down. Mm-hmm. And I never cease to be amazed by the trades by construction, by every level of taking things down and building these up. Because if it were up to me and you said, Amy, you have to take the Millennium Hotel down, I would say you can't. It's full of asbestos. It's full of mold. Look how tall it is.
Yeah.
It's going to knock other things over.
Right.
We're stuck with it. And it just blows my mind. I mean, it sounds, I'm being somewhat facetious here, but not really. Whether you're watching a residential home be built or an entire development, I do love construction. It, you know, for all the talk about you can get an English degree, which we need, of course, I get it. But if I looked at a set of blueprints, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, nobody knows what to do with that.
What do you do with blueprints?
There's
you
like five people total.
How do you look at blueprints and build something?
Well, Spiritus is doing an amazing job. And it does. It's daunting, right?
Yes.
The whole project is daunting, whether it's tearing it down or what's going to come in its place with Cordish Company's amazing vision for that site. But I think as a community, we've shown throughout our history that we can do daunting things.
Yep.
The arch being there, the creation of the Gateway Arch is a perfect example of that. We can do bold things. We can do courageous, imaginative things. It's in the DNA of our community. I think along the way, we may have forgotten that. But we can do it, and it's time that we be proud of what we can do as a community, celebrate that, and think big.
Speaking of tearing down, and I am not endorsing this at all, but I don't know if you saw, I'm assuming you did, that a couple of weeks ago, the Action Network did a survey of sports fans in Missouri, and 11% of the sports fans in Missouri said they would see the arch destroyed for their team to win a championship. Did you see this? And I'm guessing you would advise against that.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're trolls.
Address that.
They're bitter fans. And
11%. It's 90%. Higher than I would like.
Well, no. Yeah, but they also would give up their, like, obviously the Royals or give up the Blues. Or like they had, it was full of stupid answers.
Yeah, so I mean, what would you say to that,
oh
to
my
these
gosh.
People?
Ryan? You don't have to address anything.
You do.
I don't. Thank you, Amy.
No, you do.
Here's what I'll say. I'm gonna go back to what I said earlier, which is this community has... cares deeply about the arch because and it as evidenced by City Arch River project was still to this date the largest private investment in a national park project in the history of the country. It is also the only time in history that voters in a local jurisdiction have voted to tax themselves to make improvements to a national park. That's all I need to know about how much people in this community care about the arch. And if you want to us to keep doing things like Winterfest and keep doing things like the Millennium Hotel, become a member of Gateway Arch Park Foundation today. Go to archpark.org.
Archpark.org/Winterfest to learn everything about Winterfest, which does get started in Keener Plaza tomorrow in downtown St. Louis. Looking forward to it. Ryan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you all so much. I always enjoy it. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.